This is the Friday, May 20th, 2016 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining us now is Brian Roach. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike.
We did not get to discuss cotton on the program this week, and I feel terrible about that because it was a positive week in the cotton market, up $1.05. Brian Roach, is this the start of a whole new trend?
Well, the prices are trying to move up above long-term averages. If you look at a nearby or a new crop cotton chart, and you flip it to weekly, I mean, cotton's held the lows here in the mid-50s, 55, 56 lows. And then if you look here more near-term, we're trying to get up above these long-term averages, that 61, 62 level. I think that when you look at the world picture in cotton, demand's been flat. Production numbers continue to get ratcheted down on smaller acreages, and so we're getting ending stocks in the world have continued to trim down. And at this point, when you look at the U.S. crop, which is a pretty large production number, but not biggest in the world, the wet planting here, the delays in the planting, I hope we can get up above this 200-day moving average, which I think would be a good spot to maybe look for growers, producers, to get some of their pre-harvest marketing done. I'd wait to see if we can get up above that first, though.
200-day moving average, roughly?
61, 62.
Okay, so we're pretty close. We're kind of
right,
testing it here as we closed
right,
out Friday.
Right, we were up against it. The dollar came in, got a push down, but then came right back up to it again today. I think that's positive. It looks positive. I think we go higher.
Okay. All right, and, you know, we've talked about the dollar so much here over the past 6 months. It was such a favorable change to the commodity markets when we saw that finally break down out of 100. Now, I mean, we've hawkish Fed, possibility of a rate increase in June. Do you think that's in the cards, or are we wait until September?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you put a wager on that. It
okay.
probably is a push. But the bigger factor is if you look at the Brazilian real, their currency has been a much bigger factor on our competitiveness with Brazil and our ability to secure some more exports. And for now, the real, actually we did get a little weaker this week, but today I saw we finished pretty right back up into that range. So it's a real question of how they handle their restructuring, new political appointees, and how they go about putting some real meat to their growth plans. Typically, world central bankers, and they have a new one, have relied on easy money, accommodative policies that would actually kind of go against a higher bean market here in the U.S. But we'll have to see.
Okay, because they have impeached Dilma Rousseff, the president, and like you mentioned, new central bank president. They're making some changes. See how it goes.
Yes.
All right. But as you mentioned on the program, sell signal currently in soybeans.
I think it's time to be pricing get your pre-harvest marketing done on soybeans now. That'd be your November, fall mm-hmm. Production. We think you got to be moving that bar over towards half sold, or certainly be dribbling some sales on this peak right here.
Okay. It's a peak indeed. Beans are indeed the magical fruit.
They
Brian
sure
Roach.
Are.
They have been lately. We do have some great questions from our followers on Twitter and Facebook. We've got one here from Brian in Northwest Iowa from Twitter. This is Brian Van Clee. He's asking, how low do cattle get this summer?
Well, this report's going to test that number. If you look at the October contract, you know, there's some support down. I think it finished at 117 today. Mm-hmm. I think the contract lows there that came a little earlier in this year were around 111, 112. I don't think we go down that low, but we may go down and test that. So I guess that's what, $5, $6 of downside potential.
Okay. And a lot of that you do consider is going to be weight dependent. If we are actually getting less current with our cattle, if we're just packing on pounds again.
That's right.
Okay, moving these pachyderms out of the feedlot.
That's right, big ones.
We saw last year.
Lots of big weights.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of cattle, sort of, livestock, we've got a question from Kristen in Wisconsin at Gale Acres. Kristen's wondering, will there be any improvement in dairy exports?
Well, I think that the dollar is well off its highs, and so the benefits to dairy exports, much like the meat, you know, we've been importing less New Zealand beef and exporting more to our big customers like Mexico and Japan. And of course, I'm not sure if China's going to step in here. But so there's been a fundamental benefit on the livestock side that I would also see playing out over on the dairy.
Okay. And then finally, this is just an interesting question from Rural Radio Markets in Lexington, Nebraska, and you can find them on Twitter at RRN Markets. They're asking, is corn the underdog in the market with all of the attention on beans and, as you mentioned on the program, especially with bean meal?
Well, it hasn't been the star yet. That's really been the soy meal, soybean oil early on, Malaysian palm oil going back a little ways. But it has not been the darling yet. It's been the meal. It's been the soy sector. But if you look at where the USDA is with big, I mean, we added half a 500 million bushels worth of demand in the fall. I don't think we turn all that on in the fall. And so I think demand numbers are very good for feed today. Ethanol will be fine and maybe actually overperform. And if you look at exports, continue to overperform, not underperform as we were thinking 2 or 3 months ago. So I think corn has its position here. And there's enough, if we get a whiff of a problem like South America, whether it's in the corn market or the bean market separately, we'll see corn, you know, it could easily move into the middle fours, if not hit that $5 mark that we've talked about.
Okay. Now, at Roche Ag, are you guys using USDA's planted acreage number or intended planting, that 93.6 million?
Yes, we are. For now, we are. We'll do our own survey in June. That'll be right before the June acreage report.
Okay.
And we'll have that done a couple weeks before that, so we'll have an idea. But, I mean, based on how the planting is moving along here, we're not going to lose a big number of those corn acres, I don't think. I mean,
and
maybe
you don't think beans were able to buy a lot with this rally coming as late as it did?
Let's put it at 500,000 acres that maybe could have moved over. You have to remember, though, the field prep doesn't allow for a lot of flexibility at some point. So it'll be only in the areas where you have some double crop that's passed up and that sort of thing where you could really pull acres away.
Okay. Well, Brian Roach, before we let you go, thoughts on crude oil. When that market collapsed last year, it was the sky is falling, commodities are dead to the global investment world, blah, 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 blah. Now we're pushing up against $50 in crude. Where does it go from here?
I think that's a big test, $50. To get it to this point here, we've had Nigeria with problems, production problems. We've got fires in Canada, which will eventually be put out. Nigeria will eventually put their production back on, probably. And so I look at it, and then also you have some seasonal peaks coming here. Gasoline demand typically peaks somewhere between now and the next month or two, so there could be some upside lift there. But I think $50 is probably a spot to look for some heavy resistance on crude oil.
Would you be a seller at $50 crude?
If I had crude to sell, I would probably sell it for $50.
Okay. Is it worth making a speculative play at $50 crude, or is that market still just way too volatile?
Well, you have to be well, you know, the risks are big. And so maybe it's an option play, you know, buying vanilla puts at a certain level that you're willing to risk. I think that might be a way to speculate in the crude oil market.
Okay. Don't speculate with the grocery money.
That's right.
All right. Well, Brian Roach, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks to all of you for sending in your questions via Facebook and Twitter. Please continue to do so, and we will get expert analysis right to you. Thanks for watching, and have a great week.